This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall happening this hour. It is the shortened version today because of some things going on in Congress, so he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour, so we have time for your calls in the meantime at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hammond. 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC, where you're listening, or iHeart Radio app. We'd love it if you've got that hooked up and listening right now wherever you're at. Fantastic. Glad to have it. A lot of calls last hour on the gun control issue and the new proposals from the president, as well as the situation out in Oregon. A little different perspective from Lars Larson, although I must say a lot that I agree with, right? I mean, he's saying, number one, the Bundys, sort of trying to grab the spotlight a little bit. In other words, even if you agree with the Bundys, to go up there and use the situation with the Hammonds, who evidently don't support the Bundys coming up, is a little grandstandish, shall we say, okay? On the other hand, the fact that that we have a conversation going about what does the Constitution really say about all of what's happening is good. But it's a separate problem, and this is where I agree with Lars Larson, and maybe you disagree with me. If you break the law, there's going to be consequences. And if you don't like the law, and I don't as it pertains to some of the things that have gone on with these Hammonds and the BLM and the Game and Fish, you really need to, rather than violate the law to make your case, change the law. It's really tough. It's really tough. But I would be careful. I find myself agreeing with Lars that we really have two issues here. And one is, what's the role of the federal government in owning land? And how should agencies of the federal government interact with private landowners? That's one issue we ought to debate. Separate from that is the actual facts of this particular case. And he's on the ground there. He's covering the story. He is as conservative as they come and is saying, look, there's a fire that was started without the permission of the federal government. That is going to cause someone a problem. Now, I'd like to think you're going to court and you battle on the points on your side. You have good legal defense and the proper outcome comes out of it. And that's what happened in this case. So in order to say, okay, they have a bad relationship with their neighbor, in this case the federal government, and they were, wronged in court. A lot of things that are stacking up here that has you say, well, wait a minute, at some point, did they own any of their actions? You follow what I'm saying? I don't know that we'll ever know. It's a sad situation for these Hammonds, there's no doubt about it. I'd love to focus my energy on the bigger issue of saying, you know what, we got a federal debt in this country to choke a horse. We have proven here in North Dakota that you can have responsible use of federal lands for mining. Let's open up more of those. And let's look at, really, does the federal government need to own as much land as it currently does? Federal debt that would choke a horse and ownership of land, do they really need to own all that land? And what would that land bring and then bring down the federal debt? What would that then do for the economy? There's a debate I'd love to have. And also the gun control issue, I really love it. If we could focus our energy there, not on a president on his way out the door, not on a president who is a left-wing loon, liberal constitutional professor, community activist, everything you can say about the guy, that's his worldview. So of course he thinks the gun's the problem. Of course he thinks in his utopian view that if you have less gun ownership, people will be more safe. It's just who he is. And of course this is all politics at the 11th hour of his presidency. If it wasn't, he'd have done it at the beginning of his presidency, when he had a house and said, why work ourselves up to a frenzy over the obvious there? How about this? Let's talk about what the real problem is. And let's have a conversation amongst people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and fix it. How would you fix it? You want my quick fix? I would want an analysis of anyone that does anything like this. And I think it would lead us to the fact that the crisis really here of anyone in the anyone that's committed to gun violence, and it isn't gun violence because the gun does it's the decision to use a weapon to harm someone. That's the violence we had to worry about, okay? And anyone who commits that, what led to that? I believe we have a crisis of the heart in this country. We don't talk about that. We'll talk about why not talk about the motivations behind a decision to kill someone? Rather than how they did it. That's just stupid. Is it not, folks? Is that not stupid? We have a real live congressman coming on later this hour. Maybe he'll agree or disagree on that front. That's one thing I'm going to ask him. I believe we should call it what it is, a crisis of the heart. Stop talking about guns. Start talking about what is happening and why. And maybe melt some hearts that way. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but I think we need to start by identifying the correct problem. It's my take. I want yours on what's on your mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. This is Mark Mandan, local number 258-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Let's see here. Dan in, it says Wilford. Where's Wilford, Dan?
Wilford, that's north of Rugby and west of Candu.
Got it, you're in Wilford, though, not Wilford. Got it.
No, Wilford, W-L-F-O-R-D.
Got it. I might be a first-time call from Wilford. We're on a roll today. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I used to live in Utah, and I know Clive and Bundy, the old man, and the guy just doesn't want to pay his $2.35 a month grazing fees. Western ranchers are the biggest welfare cheats you ever met. They gripe and complain, but if they had to compete on the open market, none of them would be ranching. And as far as these idiots up there on the refuge, they're a bunch of Mormon jerks. This Captain Moroni is naming himself after a character out of that silly book that was translated from gold plates with a magic peak stone stuck in a hat. So that gives you an idea of who you're dealing with.
All right. I'm guessing, Dan, that having called ranchers cheap and Mormons jerks.
Not all of them, just some of them.
Yeah, okay. Just a handful.
Hell, I know a lot of them, and most of them have no problem. Ones I know, for the most part, pay and are glad to have the BLM land to graze on, as poor as it is.
All right,
and
Dan.
Let me tell you, when you have 420 acres as the normal grazing range for one cow-calf unit, you got poor land. Out here, it's 13 acres or so. I mean, it's bad. But he didn't even want to pay $2.35 a month. But as far as these guys are going now, whatever the feds do is fine with me to get those nuts out of there because they're using religion now as one of their excuses for what...
I hadn't heard that. Appreciate the call from Wolf for today, though, Dan. Thank you for the perspective. Michael in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. First of all, I do agree with your let's check the hearts and minds of these criminals that are committing some of these violent acts. But when Congressman Kramer comes on today, I'm very curious to know what Congress's intents are going forward in 2016 to get our national debt under control. It's driving me crazy that we're allowing this to just keep escalating to the point it is.
We're dancing around the edges here with nothing in the way of bold, big ideas, aren't we?
You betcha.
And, you know, a couple of topics today, the one about the crisis of the heart and dealing with the root of the problem, the federal debt, the constitutional question of, federal ownership of land. Love for these issues to be front and center in a presidential race. And, you know, the national debt being a prime one. Why not connect? Hey, wait a minute. Constitutionally, where's the argument for federal ownership of land? Okay, it's mentioned as D.C., but wait a minute. If it's not mentioned, 10th Amendment says if it isn't explicitly laid out here, it goes to the state. So what's going on here? Maybe we ought to say, let's fix this national debt, and at the same time, go back to what the Constitution envisioned on federal land. Give me some ideas Absolutely. Like that. Give me some ideas Yep. like that. You know, start a debate, right?
Yep.
I'm with you, Michael. It's a great idea, and I will ask Kevin specifically if he's seen any big ideas. We'll start with some big ideas today. You know, could we wake up Congress on those fronts? Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. David in Sioux Falls, let's get you in here quick. What's on your mind?
Garrett, I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to say that, you know, as conservatives, as we hit an argument, we have to base our argument on hard science and fact, not an emotion. And, you know, whether you're talking, say, take over federal land or whatever, we have to work through the channels on this thing.
Hang on a sec, David. I want to let you finish your point, but I'm up against a break, so just don't want to rush you. Hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Another South Dakota caller, Jacob, Jamie, and Bismarck. Dave and Bismarck, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is humming today. Give us a call at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Happy New Year. Yeah, Bob is right. Back when the Constitution was formed, everybody just had muskets, but so did the government. That's all they had was muskets. Now, you see, we are living in a militarized police state where the government forces have tanks, MRATs, M16s, all the firepower they want. They can bring in a dang drone and get you. So the people do need to have their guns. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I will also tell you that that argument that was used, I think he's referring to a call last hour from a guy in South Dakota, said, your founding fathers, all they had is muskets. Things have changed. Times have changed. That argument is successfully used often by folks who just dismiss the Constitution, right? Oh, that's an old document. That's, people, the lack of respect among some on the left for the Constitution and the genius of it. Go read the Second Amendment. It won't take you long. They didn't leave a lot of room for interpretation. It's very simple. Good point. Appreciate the call. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They've expanded. You know, there's a lot of folks out there saying, I need to sell. I'm going to shrink up. I'm going to downsize. Not Polar Service Center. No. This is a company that's been around since 1946. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Minnesota company. And, of course, they've been Killdeer for a number of years, serving the industry. And now they've expanded both the services at their locations in Killdeer and now in their physical locations in North Dakota to Williston as well. Out by the Peterbilt, the Love's Truck Stop location out there, the Ramada, Highway 2 west of Williston. Call them at 701-251-4586. Bumper to bumper, they'll take care of you. And, of course, if you need a tank part, $15 million is the size of the inventory. It's like 20,000 SKUs. Bottom line, you call them and say, I need a tank part, they're going to bring it to you. That's right. They do a lot of delivery all around the Bakken. Killdeer, Williston locations deliver everywhere in the Bakken. Bismarck and Minot, too. Tank Wash and Killdeer, Billings as well. So stop and see him. Tell him Scott sent you. Polar Service Center. Okay, back to the phones here. We were chatting with David in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Place of my birth. Special place in my heart for good old Sioux Falls, South Dakota, by the way. NCAA should be coming for them soon. So, David, your point was, as conservatives, be careful with the facts, is what you were saying before the break.
That's correct. And we can all have our ideals, but don't operate off ideologically. What you're doing is you got to go through the channels. I just read a book, Takedown, that kind of reflects on the destruction of the family with communism. And this gun control issue falls right in the hands of communism. And the progressives that state this issue of wanting to take our guns and our gun rights is only playing into the communism and these communist countries. But if we're going to make an argument, make sure you do it with facts, hard science, and also don't break the law if you want, if you don't like what's going on. You need to be active politically and also act within the law, because you lose your credibility when you don't operate off these two issues.
Good points, David. Appreciate the call. Call again, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jacob in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, this is Jacob. I guess I had a comment about the deal in Oregon. And, you know, I agree with Lars Larson on a lot of things. I lost little respect for him, and I have to respectfully disagree with you saying there isn't a bigger conservative out there. Because when he came out in support of Newt Gingrich in 08 for president, that was a detriment to him in my mind. But as I said, I do agree with him on a lot of things. But in this issue, I don't know. I mean, I'm not there. I don't know what the Hammonds really did or not. I never heard about the fire covering up the poaching. You know, if that's what happened, then I guess, you know, detriment to them. And as your last caller said, you got to follow the law if you want to have any credibility. But as far as the backfire situation, I live in a state much like yours. I mean, we have prairie fires all the time. Lars made the comment that, you know, if they did it on a no burn day, well, no one told God that. He started the fire with lightning. Well,
yeah, so that's how the fire started. It was a lightning fire. You're right.
Right, and I've been in situations where that's happened or other extenuating circumstances.
But I'm saying, I think what Lars is saying is that, okay, it's a no-burn day, and, I would have done everything in my power, call, email, whatever, to say, hey, I'm doing this. I'm doing this, okay? Notify him, and that wasn't done. So, letter of the law, I mean, they were wrong.
But when you're in that situation, I mean, time is of the essence. I've fought in a number of prairie fires around our area, and the last thing on my mind is even calling the fire department. You know,
yeah.
We live 40 miles from anywhere,
Well, I think that's one of the reasons.
Fire department is one truck that's got a 250-gallon tank on it. We have more sophisticated equipment on our place to fight it.
The case was thrown out in the state court. So that would lend itself to your argument, Jacob. However, the federal government wasn't his kind.
Go ahead.
The federal government wasn't his kind, and that's why they're going to jail again, you know?
Well, and I mean, if they're going to jail over the other charge about the poaching, I mean, as I said, I don't know if that's true or not. But, I mean, they should rightfully if they started a fire to cover up poaching. I mean, I'll concede that fact. The other, I guess, point I wanted to make, and I'll try and make this one a little quicker, is, I mean, I realize they broke the law, but the BLM had been harassing them and abusing them for X number of years. Or what was it? Since the 70s, so that would be 40 or 30 years at the time of the fires. And at what point, I mean, obviously nothing had been done about the abuse from the BLM. Now, whether they were pursuing all the avenues for fixing that problem, I don't know. But how long is a guy supposed to take abuse from the federal government before acting out on your own, you know? And I'm not talking necessarily about the fires for it to cover up the poaching, but, I mean, they dealt with a number of abuse, and I know two wrongs don't make a right, but...
No, I appreciate the other perspective, Jacob. Thanks a bunch. I'm going to keep rolling here just because I got a jammed caller board here and short time. Jamie Bismarck, your take.
Hey, Scott, I got a few points. A guy that called in before the break from South Dakota about the background checks. Now, you can go back all these mass shooters, and, you know, they all pass background checks. So I don't know what he thinks you're going to do about that. And then when he's talking about muskets, you know, it doesn't say the right of the people to keep and bear muskets for the entirety of America shall not be infringed. It's bare arms. But like you said, he's a liberal, so he probably doesn't care about the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Obama was on there yesterday, you know, talking common sense, doing his EOs and this and that. Well, then in the same speech, you know, they make it sound like all they just want is a little give and take here, you know, what they claim is common sense. Well, then in the same breath, he said he wants Congress to turn over to Democrat control so they can enact more gun control. You know, these guys never quit. No matter, you can't compromise with them because their end game is to ban guns. They're not going to give up on that. You know what I mean? He just as much as admitted it. And I know there's people out there who are Republicans who even fall for that garbage.
Appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks a bunch. Up against the clock here. Texter says that heavy fog, by the way, in Flasher. So if you are on that neighborhood, be careful. Heavy fog in Flasher. Turn those lights on. Jerry traveling I-94, Dave and Bismarck, Dan and Bismarck, still going to get you all in here. Congressman Kramer, too, for this conversation on guns, federal ownership on public land, and much more. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serve USA helps America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. They have the 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan piece, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 every day and all month long. Yeah, NDSU or UND grandma pants. $5 off. There you go, Todd. Stock up. Get your UND or NDSU grandma. Well, I still have time. I'll go stock up before I head to Frisco. How about wearing some UND grandma pants to Frisco? That'd go over pretty well, wouldn't it? I'm brave. I might give that a try. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. So, folks, standing by on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, I'm going to get to each one of you. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall to join us. And I'll just give Congressman Cramer a quick heads up that we've spent a little time today on two topics. One, the president's gun control proposals, although we've asked a different question. We've said, look, this is really pure politics by the part of the president. What he's proposed would do nothing to address every incident he mentioned.
Right.
So let's pivot and talk about what we should do. And my suggestion was that we have a crisis of the heart. Anytime anyone commits violence of any kind, not just quote-unquote gun violence, you know, and this president, because he comes from a party that tends to blame the gun more often than not, you know, focuses on the gun. But violence, period, any kind of violence, it's a crisis of the heart. So why did that person do that, you know, that we ought to focus there? And I've asked others to suggest what we could do to fix it. The other topic we've tackled is the standoff with the Hammond family out in at Wildlife Refuge, who has been overtaken by the Bundys, who've come up from Nevada to stand with the Hammonds, who've been put in jail in this standoff, prompting a whole conversation about the federal government and land ownership. And so we had somebody call and talk about the national debt and wanted specifically a solution from you on how do we get the national debt under control, believing it's not getting enough attention and wondering maybe if those two issues couldn't be connected. So just giving you a little setup on how we've used the first half of the Talk Radio Town Hall so far today. Otherwise, how are you?
I'm very well, and I'm up to my eyeballs in both of those topics and several others, and not the least of which is the little announcement we made while I was on the show last week that the Department of Defense informed us that they were looking at Grand Forks Air Force Base as a possible housing facility, temporary housing facility for unaccompanied immigrant children. So that has certainly risen to the top of the list in the last couple of days out here as well.
All right, so let's we'll add that one to the list here as well. Let's go to the calls first here that have been waiting. Dave and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Dave.
Loud and clear. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a terrible cold, so I'll try to do my best. But I'm just going off what you said, Scott, about when you change someone's heart, you change their whole behavior. You change how their outlook on life is, how they treat others, how they value life, and that all changes. And some people will say, well, how do you do that? Well, it's not going to be a preaching session, but when I gave my heart to Jesus many years ago, he changed my heart. I saw life in a whole new meaning. And I think when someone's heart is changed, you're going to see a change in their behavior. And like I said, the liberals, they don't want to look at that because it makes them feel guilty and convicted of their own sin. And they don't want to deal with that. They think taking the guns out are going to take care of the problem. Well, the behavior is still going to be there.
Well, Dave, let me just piggyback on that and say a couple of things. One is, remember that this President Obama ridiculed people in, I think it was Virginia, on the campaign trail when he said all they want to do is cling to their guns and their Bible. To which I say amen and amen.
Guilty. Yeah, that's me.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And see, that's a stigma to him. And that's the disconnect. And I want to add this, Scott, and I would encourage callers, I think this is okay. If you didn't see the Fox News story yet today, look for it or go online, look for it. There's a story about on New Year's Eve, a young man walked into a church with what the pastor referred to as an assault weapon in his hand, prepared to do great damage. The pastor left the podium, met him in the aisle, converted him to Christ at that moment, and this Sunday the man and his wife are going to be baptized in that church. Now that's very dramatic, and that's, you know, that's may not seem like much of a congressional plan for dealing with gun violence, but we are paying a horrible price. I got myself in a whole bunch of trouble with a few people a couple years ago in a commencement speech at a Catholic university, the University of Mary, where I suggested that we have so diminished human life that for generations we've led young men and women to be raised to believe that life was dispensable, and now we're surprised when they take lives, not to mention their own, by the way. And so this is what a culture of life and a culture of death look like. And now there are other issues. There are issues that, like the lack of enforcement of existing laws. There are issues in the mental health arena, for sure, that we've been working with and trying to deal with. But I think what we saw coming out of the president yesterday was pure politics, as Scott said earlier.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Well said. Thank you very much. And welcome other comments as well at 800-228-0550. Let's see who's next. Jerry, traveling I-94. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. And Congressman Kramer. Just a quick point that I was on BigThink.com and saw that 28% of our country, of the land, is owned by the federal government. If you go out west, it's like 87% in Nevada,
that's right,
52% in Oregon. And I mean, here we are facing these shoots that we have to manage these lands. We have to hire people to do it. People, you know, like the bunnies, for example, let them have the land, let them buy it and feed their cows. You know, this stuff is in the middle of nowhere. But people would buy it and let's sell it. Let's get rid of it. That's what we did the past century. But somehow in the 20th century, we decided that, no, the federal government needs to keep these lands. That's not what it was designed to do, not to this extent, for goodness
Jerry,
sake.
It's worse than that. Under this president and the previous Democratic president, President Clinton was very guilty of this as well. They have so greatly abused the Iniquities Act, that is the authority of the president to declare a federal monument or a national monument. And the Antiquities Act is very clear about what a national monument is. It's a small plot of land, you know, where maybe a historic event occurred, designed to sort of commemorate that event. But they've used it to take over millions of acres and add to the Federal Registry instead of take from it. I am a very big advocate of returning federal lands to states, local governments. We have been doing a little bit of it here and there in Congress. It takes an act of Congress many times, of course, to do that. Most of the time it involves some sort of a swap between a community and the federal government. But it's way too difficult. Let me just add to that. In addition to selling it back, you talked about managing it, Jerry. I think you said the federal government manages this. They manage it very poorly. I mean, I had an amendment on an energy bill that I thought would pass unanimously that was opposed by all but nine, I think it was, Democrats that voted with me on it, to allow utilities to cut down the trees or manage the trees close to transmission lines in federal forests, which the West is full of. And they opposed it, Democrats opposed it, because they said it would lead to logging Well, I had specifically in my amendment, I said it cannot do that. It cannot sell the timber for any profit. And by the way, this would be done at the utility's expense. But the ranking member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, who's from New Jersey, opposed it. And I said, you do realize that the blackout a few years ago in New Jersey was the result of a tree in Michigan. That's how crazy it's gotten. Most of the forest fires that have occurred in the last several years in the West were the result of the lack of good management of the timber of the forests in the West. So I'm with you 100%. And if we put every penny that we would make selling that land into a debt retirement, I'm all for it.
Appreciate the call. Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Jerry. Here's to connect to an earlier caller's point that said, you know, please ask Congressman Cramer, what is being done to get the national debt under control? I mean, you know, is there obviously you're doing everything in your power to bring down spending, which you know, comes down incrementally, unfortunately, but is coming down? Or you know, is there any big ideas out there? And might his idea be one where this works, to say, you know, let's take a look at how much land the federal government owns. Let's go back to the Constitution, which only mentions actually federal ownership in the context of District of Columbia. And let's. I mean, who wouldn't be for that? To say we're gonna take X percent of the federal land, and we're gonna put it either in the state's hands or in private hands, and we're gonna reduce the federal debt.
Well, a bunch of people aren't for that, unfortunately, Scott. But I'm completely with you on it. I don't know why we wouldn't do that. We want to do that, but this is the consequence of a liberal president. And so, you know, what else is being done?
But with all due respect, to heck with him. He's gone. I mean, I'm so tired of seeing the guy and hearing the guy. I can't even. I just count every day. Thankfully, we're you know, within spitting distance of a year till he's done.
Sure.
You know, shouldn't we have, and the presidential race probably be the place for this, but shouldn't we have a big idea to start selling right now ahead of his departure?
Well, we've seen a lot of legislation that we've brought up on in the House and the Natural Resource Committee where I used to sit to do that, probably not in big chunks, but certainly in big increments. I'm a member of the Western Caucus. This is the highest priority of the Western Caucus. The Western Caucus is a very large caucus. In fact, we had a big meeting with the Speaker. We've got two meetings, frankly, with new Speaker Paul Ryan already to talk about Western land issues. They're very different west of North Dakota, but we're a microcosm of it. But there's just huge issues in the West. And the Bundys are playing out one, you know, extreme aspect of it, but it's not an uncommon one. This is years, decades of pent-up frustration of land being taken, of the Fish and Wildlife Service or the Department of the Interior using eminent domain to take people's ranches.
Oh, I mean, these stories need to be exposed. I mean, what the Hammonds have gone through is unbelievable.
Yes.
When you go back to the very beginning of owning that land and what's been done there, because clearly the BLM and Game and Fish didn't want them to own that land, hated the idea that it was in private hands.
Yes.
Now, they're not perfect from what I can gather, but they certainly have gotten a lot of abuse from the federal government, which just shouldn't happen. Dan and Bismarck, let me get you in next for Congressman Cramer before the break. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. The guy that called in from South Dakota that was feeling a little bad for President Obama with the crocodile tears in the White House, yeah, I was not moved. He made the good point that he isn't moved by a lot of things, but he's moved by this. I'm a proud member of the National Rifle Association, and anyone that wants to keep their gun rights might want to consider that. They put out a monthly publication called The Armed Citizen. They also have a website by that name, Scott, and that website lists every month many, many, many incidents where private citizens have protected themselves with their firearms.
We had a call about that earlier. Yeah, armedcitizen.com, Dan, is that what you're saying?
I think that's probably what it is, and as long as you've got Congressman Cramer on the line. I would like an answer to this question.
Save the question for after the break, if you would, Dan, and then we have others waiting as well. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the Expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook. And NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Go tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, as well as Friday into Saturday, too. So looking forward to that. A lot of folks heading that way. And we continue on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have about a five-minute segment here and a lot of things to get to. So we're going to ask everybody to go as quickly as possible. And Dan Bismarck, you did have a question we didn't get to. So quickly, if you would, your question.
Yeah, my question is, I was your Republicans, and I am a lifelong Republican, claiming that if we send them to Washington, D.C., they're going to fix everything. And during the campaign, it's always rah, 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 send me. I'm going to make a difference. I don't see any difference in the debt. It seems to me the debt just keeps growing. And what the what our representatives down there are saying as well. There's nothing we can do until we get a Democrat or a Republican president. And there are remedies. I think that they're afraid to go up against the mainstream media and actually shut the government down. They're afraid of that. They're going to get some kind of a, you know, I think it's time that someone actually is willing to put their job on the line for your children and grandchildren rather than just go along to get along and play the game.
Well, a couple of things I'd say that. First of all, since Republicans took control of the House, this was even before taking control of the Senate, since we've taken control of the House, we've reduced the deficit by over $1 trillion. That's trillion with a T. So the deficit's come down from about $1.5 trillion to about $400 billion. And that's with the president kicking and screaming and most of the time having only one of the two houses of Congress. We've done entitlement reform, something that George W. Bush couldn't do when he had Republicans in the House and the Senate and the White House. So there are accomplishments that maybe we don't talk nearly enough about. We certainly don't, and nor do we have the bully pulpit. With regard to shutting the government down, we've done that, but I think you mischaracterize it as a concern, a political concern. I don't want to shut the government down because I don't want our military to not get paid again. You know, our North Dakota National Guard members didn't get paid for a cycle the last time that the government was shut down. I don't want our veterans to not get their benefits. I don't want highway construction to stop in the middle of the summertime. And there are, to me, it's irresponsible to do that if you can avoid it at most costs. And so it's not just a matter of shouldn't just be characterized as a political decision. It's really a governing decision of whether or not it's in the best interest of the country to shut down the government. That said, again, you know, today, in fact, we're going to vote on and send to the president for the first time since Obamacare passed and a bill that repeals most of it. Yes, he's going to veto it, just like he would veto it last month that we did it last month or any other month, but it'll be the first time since Obamacare passed that he'll have that opportunity to at least veto it, and then we'll have a vote on an override. And so progress is being made, but elections have consequences.
Thanks for the call. Marty Bismarck, you're next. Quickly for Congressman Kramer, please.
Yeah, I was just wondering, first of all, hello to all fellow patriots. Second of all, how come the federal government offered to drop 22 domestic terrorism charges if the Hammonds turned over their land on Steens Mountain? Now, to me, that's extortion. And
yeah,
it's not that far from North Dakota. It's exactly what happened to my uncle, Leslie Clark, when the dam was built south of Bismarck. He either had to sell his land or they would take it. So it's not that far from home. Anybody that owns any land along the river or any waterways that doesn't think this can happen to them, they're nuts. And Obama is not just something bad that happened to this country. It's like a disease with these people. And the effects of a disease after he's gone are going to be long term. So I want to know why the government is trying to willing to trade land and to drop the charges.
This is a very common tactic with bullies. It's a common tactic with what we now know on the EPA. We actually have intercepted a memo by the EPA to some people, to agencies, talking about innovative enforcement. It's a strategy. First you find them in violation, and then you extort. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not intimately familiar with the Hammond situation. I do know that they've been mistreated over the years, if not the decades, and predecessors prior to the Hammonds, others in that same general vicinity have had their ranches taken away by eminent domain by our federal government. So all of this has to get dealt with. It'll be a very interesting regular appropriations process when we get to the interior appropriations bill, and no doubt there'll be a lot of restriction limitation amendments, and we'll do everything we can on this end being the congressional end to try and stop it. But next year can't come fast enough in terms of restoring some liberty. And just remember again, presidential elections have consequences.
Tom and Fargo, last question for Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Kevin. Tom Fryer with North Dakota Family Alliance. You mentioned the reconciliation bill you're voting on today.
Yes,
I think when the omnibus bill was passed a couple weeks ago, many people were disappointed that in the compromise, the funding for Planned Parenthood was there. Mm-hmm. Now, this reconciliation bill has the opportunity to defund about 80% of the entitlement programs. Can you tell us a little bit about that process, just in the science?
So the reason for that is this is what's known as budget reconciliation. We've talked about it in the past. This is taking us a year to do this. You can do it once a year.
When 30 you have seconds, by the way.
Budget, which we have. And so that's why we're able to do it without having to get 60% or 60 votes in the Senate. And the Senate got 52, two Republicans abandoned, but they've still got 52 votes. So the House is voting on it today. Later this week or next week sometime, we'll send it to the president where it will no doubt get vetoed, just as any other previous bill would have. It had the omnibus bill defunded Planned Parenthood or Obamacare, it too would have been vetoed. The difference being we can actually get this one on his desk. So, you know, it's not insignificant. There was a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was yesterday. I put it on my Facebook page today.
All right.
That sort of explains the reconciliation process and why this is a
major step. We'll share that. Tom, appreciate the call. Congressman Kramer, thanks. More next week, folks.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.